I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The psalm that Barb just read this morning is David's response to a scene that happened in 1 Samuel when he pretended to be a madman. And this pretense saved him from being dragged off to a king that he was afraid of. And David is thrilled, and he is thankful, and he is praising God. And this psalm invites us to do the same thing with our lives. I'd also like to read from Job this morning. If you'd like to follow along, it's on page 531 in your pew Bible. It's Job chapter 42, verses 1 through 5. And this is Job's response to the Lord after he received a bit of a tongue lashing from God. Job replies to the Lord, "I know that you can do all things, and that no plan of yours can be thwarted. You asked, 'Who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge?' And Job says, 'Surely, I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, "Listen now, and I will speak. I will ask you questions, and you shall answer me." And Job said, "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." Precious God, we hear, but do we see? Lord, I ask for you this morning to just move me on out of the way so that all of us may taste and hear and see and know of your goodness. Amen. Back in July, Pastor Bill said, "Would I mind giving the message today?" And I said I would. And I picked out the two scriptures back then. And I have to be honest with you and tell you that I actually wished I had not picked these two scriptures out. And that's because they speak of God's greatness. They speak of God's awesomeness. I mean, Job says, "Surely I have not a clue of the greatness of God that I speak about." And David says, we should have his praise on our lips all the time. Did you hear Barb say that? All the time. And so here I am this morning after having revised this what feels like 1,000 times, because how in the world do you capture God's greatness and goodness into a 15-minute message? And who am I? Who am I that I should try to impress upon you his greatness? I mean, surely if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, and if we've had any time in his word, what can I possibly say to you this morning that would change your mind, or change your heart, or change your lives? On my own, I can't say anything. But with the Holy Spirit who is always calling us, who is always pushing, always prodding us to a transformed, changed life, that we might be disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, not just Calvary, not just Mount Airy, but for transformation of the world. And so, before I share my message, I need to just kind of say again what Job says, because this is where I am. Surely, I speak of things that I do not understand, things that are far too wonderful for me to know. And yet David in Psalm 34 says, go ahead and try it. Taste and see. And so last weekend, I was on the women's retreat, and through my sharing of my experiences that I had last weekend, it is my hope that you can taste a little bit and see a little bit of our great God. There were so many things last weekend that allowed me to see that surely we all live in the presence of an unapproachable light, a Savior that is so amazing and a light that is so brilliant that the only way we can approach is on our knees. On our knees. You know, every time I go to these retreats, there's a moment in time of self-reflection and discernment when I can hear the Holy Spirit saying, you know, Kathy, the only thing that really keeps you from getting really close with me is you. It's me. But praise be to God, last weekend there were a couple of instances where I was able to taste and see that the Lord was good. And one of those times came in a moment, and it was a little bit sad for me, actually. But it was a moment where we did prayer partners. There was about 50-some women that went on this retreat, and I prayed over those lists, and I matched people up. And at this time, I invited them to go off on their own and to share a little of themselves and pray for each other. And I was really looking forward to that moment because it was a time when I wasn't leading. It was a time when I could just be, and I could just be in that place and share with another woman and we could pray together. But as it turned out, one of the women was not able to come to that moment, so we had an odd number. So I did not get a prayer partner. And it was sad for me. But I thought, you know what, no big deal. I'm just going to hook up with somebody and I'll find two women that are praying that aren't quite in the middle of it yet, and I'll just sneak right in with that. But as I walked up and down the hallways and I looked in rooms with cracked doors, what I saw was this holy space that I could not intrude into. It was women that were intimate with praying to God, and I was left out. So I walked a little further and I thought, surely there will be another group of women that I can get involved with. And actually, what happened was the Lord said, and I've heard it so many times, Kathy, this is what you miss. This is what you miss when you don't take time to just be with me. And so although it was a little bit sad, I was glad to hear that message. But fast forward to our worship, and we had just an amazing weekend. I walked beside an amazing team, and in our worship on Sunday morning, we went to this chapel. It was called All Souls Chapel, and it was just sweet. It had beautiful windows and along the sides of the church, and so right about here, this amazing young woman that joined us for music but gave us so much more, she stood and she played, and she played a song by Lauren Daigle about how the world tells us we're not enough, but our sufficiency is in Jesus Christ, so indeed we are enough. And as she played, and you could see the window beside her, it rained, and then the rain turned to snow. And so since it was October, we all looked like at all the other windows, but my friends, God showed up right here in this window. There was no other window that had rain and snow coming down. It was right here. And it was as if she was being washed clean. And it was amazing. And I even had a friend that is big on science, and so she had to go out and actually see what was going on. But indeed, when she came back in and looked at that window, it was just there. And it was amazing. I was tasting and seeing. And then as we ended the service, we gave an opportunity for the women to be anointed, for them to realize that this was a big, strong weekend, and we were encouraged to go back and have a little bit of a changed life, and that anointing would be an outward sign of just this journey that we were going on. And so I kind of expected when we planned worship, maybe a handful of women would come up to be anointed, but almost all 50 came up to be anointed. And it was very clear that Betty Logan was doing the anointing. That was not going to happen in the time that we needed to move on, and I thought, that's a lot for Betty, and they were standing in line, and so I just jumped right in and picked up the anointing oil, and I started anointing, and I prayed with these women, and I had them, and we were praying together, and I have to tell you, I'm not really sure the words that I spoke to each one of the women. It was truly a Holy Spirit moment. It just took right over, and it was a holy time. And so you see, God took Saturday when I was left out and showed me, Kathy, this is what it is to be in my presence. And it was amazing. And praise be to God, I got to taste and I got to see that the Lord is indeed good. But the question is, do I have a changed life because of that? Are my behaviors different because I got to taste and see and hear and know? And I actually have another question for you all. Do you have changed lives because of the amazing miracles and blessings that you get to witness each and every day? And I know that there are dark seasons of life where we say, huh, I don't see them. What blessings? I don't see it. What miracles? I don't see it. So I wanted to just remind you of a few. Like the fact that we're sitting here in our seats instead of spinning off and out. Our world spins, our earth spins at 1,000 miles per hour, and because of the miracle of gravity, we are able to sit and we can't even feel the spinning. Or how about this? Breathe in and out. You know, you do that 23,000 times a day and you don't even think about it. You don't even think about it. Or this one. I'm not a science person, so forgive me if I mess this up a little bit, but from what I understand, we have all these cells in our bodies, and they line up into these little protein structures, and the protein tells that cell, this is what you are responsible, this is your job in the body. And there is a protein called laminin, and its very job, is to hold us together. Like if laminin didn't do its job, we'd just be one big squishy blob of mess. But the Lord made it so that laminin, the very one that holds us together in our bodies, looks like that. Looks like that, my friends. How amazing is that? Our Creator thought of everything. Absolutely everything. And are we getting this? We are to bless this Creator. Psalm 34 says, extol. That bless, that extol, that means essentially that we should be coming before our Lord on bended knees in a posture of humbleness for this great, amazing, divine Creator. Are we doing that? We are to acknowledge our Creator. And Psalm 34 says, extol the Lord at all times. And I need to say that praising the Lord and saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that's not actually praising God. What's praising God is a changed life, truly knowing and just being where I was that Saturday manifests itself in a changed life. I am 55 years old and I have not arrived yet. It's a journey, but along my journey, I keep catching glimpses of tasting and seeing. And every morning, I invite the Lord to come into my life, to forgive my sins, to change me so that I can be transformed more into the likeness of my Savior. Imagine with me for a moment. Just imagine what it might look like if we all lived our lives in the tasting and the seeing. Or what would it look like if we accepted David's invitation to extol the Lord, to bless the Lord at all times? What might it look like if we were a people on our knees? What would it look like if our lives truly reflected the fact that we are in the presence every moment of our lives of an inapproachable light? I'm going to invite you for these next 3 minutes to just prayerfully listen to this song. And if you are called to a changed life, you can come and kneel at the altar. You can sit in your seat and you can simply say, Jesus, change my life. Make me new. And if that stirs up in you some questions that you don't quite understand, I invite you, come and talk to Bill and I about it. But for now, I invite you to taste and see that the Lord is good.